Well, the resort town of Hanmer Springs has welcomed back its first customers today for the first time in 65 days. The hot pools at Hanmer closed their doors on March 22nd ahead of the Alert Level 4 lockdown coming into effect. And to tell us about how the morning has been for them so far, I'm joined by Hanmer Springs Thermal Pools and Spa General Manager Graham Abbott. Hi, Graham.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell me about your morning.
Oh, look, it's been really exciting. I wandered out to our... We had a queue of people at about 9:45, believe it or not.
What? And, cool.
I wandered out there and said, welcome and thank you. And I got an ovation, which was delightful.
Have you ever received a round of applause before in your career as proprietor of Hanmer Springs Thermal Pools and Spa?
No, and certainly not from people who are actually then going to pay us money. So, it was delightful. And whilst I thank them for actually, coming to our place, a number of them said, thank you for being open. And they were so excited about being back. So, it was quite an emotional moment, really.
Was there any grey area? Did you have to close?
Oh, did we have to close? Absolutely. There was no doubt about us needing to close for a whole raft of reasons. One, the travel thing would have meant that people couldn't get here anyway, and clearly in those early days about social distancing and crowds, etc. We closed pretty quickly as soon as we were told to.
One of the few places in New Zealand I haven't been. Can you tell North Islanders like us sort of what Hanmer Springs is all about and what it means to locals?
Yeah, look, at the heart of it, Hanmer Springs are the thermal pools, and people have been coming here for years. Lots and lots of people from Christchurch have been coming here for a long, long time. So we're at the heart of the pools, but we're surrounded by some beautiful forests, and there's lots of mountain biking trails, lots of walking and hiking. We are a tourist town, if you like, so we've got the obligatory jet boats and bungee jumps as well. Mm-hmm. But I think the best part about Hanmer, Jesse, as somebody said to me once, it's all right to go to Hanmer and do nothing, right? And you can go to get out of your accommodation, stroll down the street for a coffee and take some time out and a bit of a wander through the forest and come and soak in the pools, and before you know it, the day's gone. So it's a really good place for people to come and just chill out, and that's what I think most people from Christchurch see it as.
How many locals are there?
We've got a population of 1,000 roughly. Yet each year we host. Last year we were on track to host 540,000 people through the pools.
Wow!
So we have a big visitor economy.
Yeah, and looking down that line of people applauding for you today, had they come from out of town?
We had a day yesterday for our locals to come in, just to have a bit of a test run, if you like, under the new rules and the new spacings in the pools. So they were all people from out of Hanmer Springs. So that'll all come. Most come up from Christchurch or North Canterbury, I suspect.
And what rules are there? Anything you've had to change in order to operate under Level 2?
Yeah, look, normally on, I put it in context, the Queen's birthday coming up on the Saturday, we'd normally have 3,000 people through the complex. We've had to restrict it, so at any given time, we'll have 350 people on the complex. Oh. So we've gone ahead and put markers on, the COVID stickers, if you like, that we've all become accustomed to seeing, distancing people. So, there's 2 metres between groups of people in each pool, so we've set that out, and our lifeguards will be there, talking with people about where to sit and where not to sit, if you like. So that's restricted us quite a bit, but we're just delighted that we can have 350 people here at one time. And the other thing we've done, because we don't want to disappoint a whole lot of people and make them wait outside until, the one in, one out thing, we've sold the day in 3 3-hour blocks. So you need to have booked your ticket with us to be able to come in during that time. So, quite big changes for us.
Yeah, similar to a restaurant, eh? Some restaurants are doing seatings now, a couple of seatings a night to make up for a reduced capacity by making sure that they turn the tables over. That's what you're doing, basically, turning over the spas.
Yeah, exactly. So, we've got our complex is quite big. It's 2 hectares all up. We've got a whole lot of different pools at different temperatures and a couple of water slides. So, there's plenty of them to do, but it's just a matter of us getting them all spaced. And so the next couple of days when it's a bit quieter, we're sort of trialling it, if you like, and then we'll be ready for the big weekend.
As the head honcho in a resort town, how are you feeling about things, about the, I guess, the sort of, how are your levels of optimism and how positive are you feeling?
Well, first of all, we're fortunate in that 80% of our customers are from New Zealand. So there's a great position for us to be in compared to some other regions, if you like. I think, you know, Queen's Birthday weekend sold out for accommodation in Hanmer Springs and we're sold out here. So this little ray of sunshine is here for a while. But June, July might be a bit tough, I'm suspecting. It normally is, but that's happening now. Now, having said that, we opened today. We've got a good number of people sitting in pools right now. So my optimism is growing by the day, I've got to say.
Yeah, and maybe you'll get a few North Islanders experiencing the pools for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're working through a campaign right now. We don't expect the North Islanders to drop everything and head down here in the next couple of weeks. but certainly for Christmas time, as they get out and explore this country of ours, then you know we're gonna you know, join up with our friends at Kaikoura at Whale Watch and say, you know, come down the island, get across to Whale Watch, and then come over and see us. So, yeah, we'll be doing some work to encourage them to come by here and take in our waters.
To be honest, there are loads of reasons to go to North Canterbury. Pyramid Valley Wines, my favourite New Zealand winery. Some beautiful food around there. It'll be a great place to base yourself for a week or so.
Yeah, well, if you base yourself in Hammer Springs, yes, you can do Pyramid Valley Wines. And they last time I was talking with them, they were talking about having their tasting up and going for this summer, so I presume that's still all on track. We're very fortunate. Some fabulous food, as you say, and you know, plenty of vineyards in that whole Waipara region. So, yeah, good place to come.
In the meantime, are you hanging out for level one? Will that make a big difference to you, you know, the next sort of easing of restrictions?
Oh, huge change, Jesse. Yeah, like in its most simplistic terms, if we'll have 1,000 people here over those three blocks, if you like, on Saturday. If it was normal Queen's Birthday, we would have 3,000 people here over the course of the day. So, yeah, absolutely hanging out to have us back to normal and to get people in the complex.
Hey, really pleased to spend some time chatting to you. I'm so glad that you're open, and good luck over the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and I'm glad to talk. And given that you haven't been here, this is your official invitation to come to North Canterbury and spend some time with us. And if you come here, I'd love to share a bottle of that Pyramid Valley wine with you.
Great, my shout. What's the drive from Christchurch?
90 minutes, pretty easy drive. Oh, so yeah. No commuter Auckland traffic, just get up the road and you're here.
Lovely. Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much, Graham.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.